and very fortunate. I have got the opportunity to hear from Radhanath Swami, Tridandi Swami. Tridandi Swami then, Bhakti. Oh, Tridandi Jyoti Radhanath Swami. So I am very much fortunate to hear from him. He has reminded us about Jagannath Devi's Rath Yatra, significance of Jagannath Devi's Rath Yatra. Minutely, very clearly, and very with sweet words. We are all very glad to hear from you. But the first opportunity to see you and to hear from you. Indrabdumna Maharaj, by his devotion and by the devotion of Vidyapati and Vishwabhushu, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Neel Madhav appeared as Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. You will find a Rig Veda also, evidence of it. Adayadaru Plavati, you will find, it is explained there. Chakratirtha, there Jagannath Baladev Subhadra appeared by the devotion of Indrabdumna Maharaj and his Purohit, priest, Vidyapati and Vishwabhushu, Savar Deshadipati, but a great devotee. By their devotion, Neel Madhav appeared at Baladev Subhadra Jagannath. You will find in Orissa they have written in their own scripture in detail. Here he has narrated about the Ratha Yatra, about how Pratap Rudra got the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was strict not to meet him. And how he got the grace. Everything he have heard. And only one thing, when after returning from Alalnath, he was meeting in Kashmir, Gumbhira, Radhakanta Mat, Kashmistra Bhavan, there. He was meeting all. And our who has come to as Shubha Pandit of Raja Pratap Rudra from Navadvip Dham. Navadvip Dham. And he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rescued him from Mayavad Vichar. Sarvam Bhattacharya. Sarvam Bhattacharya. Sarvam Bhattacharya. He was rescued by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he introduced, after being rescued, he became a staunch follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he, after taking advice of Pratap Rudra, that Kashimistra Bhavan was fixed for the stay of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prasadam Sarva approached King Pratap Rudra, and Pratap Rudra he approved this, and the priest, his Gurudev, also approved this. Yes, he has been very glad. And when all the devotees from Bengal, they reached there, during the time of Chaturvashya Vrata, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Alalnath, and Vasudev Swami introducing all this, he wanted to know, where is Haridas Thakur? Where is Haridas Thakur? He is on the road. He was making prostrate obeisance on the road. Bring him here. The devotees went. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should go there. No. I am very unholy. I have been born in a Muslim family. If I go there and Kashi Mr. Bhavan is very Brahmin, he's a great Brahmin, his servitors are all holy, they will have touch with me. He did not go to Kashi Mr. Bhavan. He did not go enter into Jagannath temple. But he will not come. He has got no right to enter. But there is no obstruction for him. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there and embraced him. You come. Please give me some place outside this Kashi Mishra. It is called Siddhapukur. And even our Gurudev Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, our original Guru is Rupa Goswami. Our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they keep their identity as under him, under Rupa, Rupanuga. They are all Rupanuga. But Rupa Goswami, he was one of the officers, some say finance minister, and Sanatana Goswami, the prime minister of Bhushansha Badshah. Being Brahmin, he worked under a Muslim, so we are less than Muslim. We have got no right to enter into Jagannath temple, to go to the house of Kashi Mishra Bhavan. So humbleness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to go to Siddhapukur to meet them. Sometimes he was seeing Rupa Goswami, sometimes Sanatana Goswami, sometimes Haridas Thakur. This fact also there. And another thing very important is reminded us, Shaktam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabdita. Jyadiyata tattra pubhāna bhavitta satya jasavān bhagavān vāsudeva jadavsudeva manasābhidiyate namasābhidiyate. Chaitanya Mahāpura introduced this Gundicha Manjara. Previously there was no Gundicha Manjara. One day earlier than Ratha Yatra, and Indradyumna Maharaj was very much anxious to get the service of Jagannath. Very much anxious. With perturbation of heart, extreme perturbation, he was praying. Then Jagannath Dev ordered him, you should do Chanjandatra from Akshaya Tritiya for 21 days to cool my body like that. You know the Leela. And that Chandan Sarovar was excavated by Indradyumna Maharaj. Indradyumna Sarovar. He was glad and fixed the time from Akhititya for 21 days. And in whole India, everywhere, they will perform Chandandira on the same date. We have got also one, but Jagannath temple there in Agartala. There also we perform. Chandajatra was not performed there. Only Jagannath is there. And Jagadish Pandit always remains in Jagannath in Vrindavan Dham. There is no need of Rathayatra. Here is Rathayatra because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeing Jagannath temple as Kurukshetra, as you have heard. A majestic aspect. All the elephants and all the forces are there. And he was dragging the chariot from Kurukshetra towards Vrindavan. Already you have heard. He has minutely explained this. The priests of the Jagannath temple, their story is something different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this. As for example, from Akshaya Tritiya for 21 days, Chandan Jatra, he performed. In detail, I do not want to say. And after that, again he was very much anxious. Give me some service. Then, in Jyeshtha Purnima, it is my advent, Shyambhu Manu's devotion, I appeared on that day. I am ordering you to bathe me on that day. Because Indradyumna Maharaj is very much anxious to get the service. So Jagannath Dev is ordering him. Yes, you can be. And he built one snan bedi. And from the Vishuddha water, from a well in Akhoy Bhat, there is a well there. That pure water of all the rivers of the water. With that water, every year, on the same day, in which date, Indradyumna Maharaj was ordered by Jagannath Dev, you should do snan yatra, bathing ceremony. And everywhere was done on that day. In Jashra, snan yatra was performed. But there was no necessity of performing Ratha yatra, dragging Jagannath from the majestic aspect to the sweet aspect. Because Jagadish Pandit is, and Jagadish Pandit is Hiranya Pandit. They are Jagyik Brahman. They always remain in Brajadham. They always remain in Brajadham. There is no need of Ratha Yatra. This sort of Ratha Yatra. Only Snan Yatra. A big festival performed there. And after that, again, he ordered, my advent place is there where 1,000 Ashwamedh Yajna was performed. This is written in Purushottam Dham in their history, Orisha. There is my advent place. Asari Shukla Ditya. Time is fixed. We have to construct 3 chariots and take us, Baladev Subhadra Jagannath, from Jagannath temple to Gundicha temple. Gundicha is the name of the queen of Indradyumna Maharaj. There. And under the pretext, Jagannath Dev took permission from Lakshmi Devi. Because Jagannath Dev has got compassion for all the human beings in the world. All cannot enter into Jagannath temple. Jagannath Dev said, I want to go for excursion. I want to take through permission from you. Yes, you can go, but you should immediately return. But Jagannath Dev left and not returning. Lakhi Devi was puzzled, what is this? Jagannath Devi is returning, not returning. Then Lakhi Devi, with her forces, Lakhi Devi has got force, his own female servitors, Lakhi Vijay, you know it? She went there and after searching, heard that in the Gundicha temple, when she went there to enter into Gundicha temple, the servitors, they are all Vishwabhuti, Dvaita Sevak, not of high caste, but coming from the devotee Vishwabhuti. They are in charge now. They closed the door. They did not allow Lakhi Devi to enter. Lakhi Devi was embraced. What is this? I am not allowed to enter. Then Lakhi Devi broke one piece of the wheel of one rock. And he stayed there for taking some bhog, etc. And after that, Jagannath Dev told her, as early as possible, I shall retire. As early as possible. That is called, in two words, Hora. Hora, by not getting Hora Jatra, and Hara means by not missing Jagannath death, and generally it is called Hera Panchami. By seeing Jagannath death, she returned. And on the ninth day, Jagannath Dev returned. But in the return festival, Gauri Vaishnava and were not very enthusiastic. That is also service. Jagannath Dev will return to his own temple. But returning from Vrindavan to Aishwarya Khetra, to Kurukshetra. So, Gauri Vaishnava was not very enthusiastic to participate in that function. This you have heard from me. In detail, everything, there are seven sampradayas, and the seven made it one, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself danced by seeing that Pratapruddha was astonished, and there are three barriers, you see. The last barrier of the Pratapruddha, you see. And Kashishrava in the second, and the first barrier is there, by Nityananda, etc. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing. And by, what is the kirtan? When Krishna now, he has become emperor of Dwaraka. He always remains in Braja. But he made the pastimes of remaining outside. In Dwaraka, he is now king, Kshatriya. Kshatriya's duty, king's duty is to fulfill the desire of the people. In solar eclipse, if you go to Kurukshetra and take bath and do all kinds of puja, etc., then you will get immense benefit. But that is, all are eager to go. And king is to fulfill their desire. So, Krishna, now king, came there with all forces as king, and with chariot, and with all the devotees, including his parents, Vasudev devotee, and also all other Mahishis. Krishna came there. They have come to get material benefit by bathing in Kurukshetra and also by doing all kinds of piety there. But Krishna invited all, but Krishna did not invite Vrajavasis. Narada Goswami, he was very much mental agony. He felt mental agony. Heart-rending at all. He expressed his heart to Krishna. You are inviting all Vrajavasis. They have got love for you. Yashoda Mata, Nanda Mata, they are not taking any food. Always weeping for you. And all the Shakas, they are weeping. And all the confidantes, confidants and confidantes, all the gopis, they are also weeping. You have got no love for them. You have invited all without inviting them. Then Krishna said, you see, they are my own person. Own person, a son cannot invite his parents. His parents cannot invite his son. They are own persons. Outside persons have been invited. There is no necessity of inviting them. Oh. So I have not invited. And when Krishna reached there, the Vrajavasis came to learn that Krishna has come to Kurukshetra near Vrajadham. There so long with separation grief, extreme separation grief, especially gopis, Radharan. They approached Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi. You see, Krishna has come near to us, but we have got no courage to go to them, because Krishna and Balaram, they have come. To go to him, because by seeing us, we are poor, we are milk women, and he has become king, emperor, and he has got so many wives, 16,108, and by their prayer, he has conquered. If we go, he will not meet us. But a son cannot forget his father and mother. If you go, they approach Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata, then Krishna will come to see you. Then by that we shall be able to see Krishna. We are very much part of Vishnu heart. Then even if we go, Krishna Kanhaiya will not come. You are weeping so long, he will not come. There is no possibility. No, it is certain. If you go, they will come to make obeisance to you. Then we shall have the opportunity to see. Immediately they are requesting. You see, if our desire will not be fulfilled, we shall die immediately. We have got some sort of hope. If by going there, we do not get Krishna, then we shall die. No. Krishna will come. Then, Nanda Maharaj, Vasudha Devi, and all the Shakas and all the Gopis, they went there. When they went there are so many forces are there, so many elephants, horse. And now you have heard, Hati Ghora Ratadhani, everything is majestic aspect. And all in the gates, gatekeepers are there. The four gates, gatekeepers. They went, what do you want? Nandama said, I am very much grief-stricken, for not seeing my son. Who is your son? Krishna. What? Krishna's mother is here. Devaki. And Krishna's father is here. Vasudev. Your appearance, your dress, it does not prove that you are the father, mother of Krishna. No, we do not believe this. We cannot allow you to enter. We shall die. Die? What can I do? I am a servant. Have you got any permit? No, no permit. Then, how can... Nobody is allowed there. There are Brahmins there. They are performing yoga. Nobody is allowed there. Krishna Balaram is there. You cannot go without permission. And they are disappointed. They are going to every gate. No gatekeeper is allowing them. Show me some written permission. No. Then they are disappointed. You open the door, we shall see from a distance. No! We shall not open the door. How? We are servants. Our service, we shall lose our service. In strict order, nobody should come without permission. Where from you have come? You cannot allow you. Then Jashoda Mata said, now, there is no hope for my remaining in this world. So I shall die. I have got no hope. Gopal, Gopal! By crying, fell down unconscious. Then Krishna heard that. Krishna was in royal dress. All the royal dress. And became a small boy, naked boy. And running towards, Mama, we say Ma. What do you say?
Mama.
Mama. Mama, Mama, Mama. By crying. And with leaving all the dress of the king, became a small child, and Mama crying, sat on the lap of Jashoda Mata and weeping. Jashoda Mata, by seeing the child, she was also weeping. She could not say anything, seeing the child. And milk is coming from her breast automatically, out of affection. She could not say. Everything at that time, Krishna said to Narada Goswami, you see, if I invite Brajavasi, they are going to do Karvakanda, Yoga, etc. That will be destroyed. Knowing fully well, they are my own persons, and they are going there for ritualistic performance. All ritual performance will be destroyed if they go. For that reason, I have not invited them. But they have already come. When they already come, everything destroyed. By uttering the name from the core of the heart, with great separation grief, Krishna could not remain there. Okay. And everything is destroyed. And all the Shakas, they are trembling. Kanaya, Kanaya, like this. They're weeping. All the persons of Vrishadeva Devaki, now Devaki also came. I am the mother. Who is another mother? Where from that? And they are surrounded, all the Brahmins. What happened? And gopis, there, separation is extreme. And rather than extreme. Everything is written there. Piyo, Shoyang, Ittadi, all this meaning. He has not explained, but it is there with it. And extreme separation grief. Then Krishna saw everything is destroyed. Now Vrajavasi has come. No karmakanda can be done now. So I am to return. Mount, he ascended the chariot and immediately go from here. Immediately. But the gopis caught hold of the ropes. No. We should not allow you to go there. Hey Gopinath, Vrindavane chalo, hey Gopinath. By seeing you in Kurukshetra, we are not glad. Same, already you have heard. See, Radha is there, Krishna is there, and our connection is the same. But we are not getting, because this is majestic aspect. Hati ghora rathodhini. And there, Pushparanna, Bhinga pekonada suni. Their atmosphere is quite, their environment is quite different. Sweet. If you go to Vrindavan, then we shall be satisfied. Then Krishna got down from it. Mai bhakti ribhutana omrittaya kalpati. Disha jodhasin matsana bhavati nag madhava. You have got affection for me. That affection is the only cause of getting me. Nobody can get me by any other way. Pure devotion. So I have some duty to do. Some asuras are to be killed. And after that, as early as possible, I shall go. Don't be impatient now. Like that, he returned. And in that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed Ratha Yatra. But their history is something different. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he introduced this way of Ratha Yatra. They are performing Ratha Yatra by taking permission of Lakshmi Devi for going, for excursion, for rescuing the fallen souls. We will see. Vaman Dev, Jagannath Dev in Ratha, they will be rescued. Or the Vaman Dishta. If anybody sees Vaman Dev, Jagannath Dev in Ratha, he will be rescued from the clutches of Maya, from the wars and deaths. Punarjarmana Vidyate. Like that. That is their say. But what he said, it is our Gauriya Vaishnavas, how they do Ratha Yatra. That has been explained by him very clearly, very sweetly. I have got no hold over English. Sometimes you don't find appropriate words. The difficulty is this, to express myself. But another, I told it there, in what is Big Islands,
Hilo.
What I said. What is the significance of Ratha Yatra? In Kathopanishad. In Kathopanishad, in significance. But there got relation with it. Atmarang Rathinang Vidhi. Sharirang Ratha Evatu. Buddhing to Sadhar Sharatang Vidhi. Manapagram Evatu. Kathopanishad. Atmanam Rathinam Vidhi. This body is Rath. Human body is the best chariot, is the best boat to cross over the ocean of births and deaths. We have got this human birth. And owner of this body is within this chariot. Owner of the Atma, soul, individual soul. Atmanam rothinam buddhi. Atma is the owner. Is the owner, is the main hero of the chariot, the fighter, hero, Arjuna's hero. And Krishna's sarathi. Atmanam rothinam buddhi. Sarilam ratham evatu. Buddhin to sarathang buddhi, sarathi. Chariot is buddhi. And manapagramyacha, man is reins to control the horses. Horses means all the indriyas, all the ganendriyas and panjivkan indriyas, sense organs. They're like horses. If you cannot control the horses, then those horses will take the rock to a place where you fall down. Mana is the kun king of all sense organs. But here, charioteer is the important thing. Charioteer. Who is charioteer? Buddhi. What is buddhi? Tesang sadajuktanang bhajatang pratipurbhagam dadami buddhijamtam jenavam upajantit. What sort of, not this buddhi, intellectual buddhi, this material intellect. Tesang sadajuktanang bhajatang pratipurbhagam. One who is worshipping me with love, with sincere heart and love. Bhajatang pratibhagam. Dadami buddhi jagam tam. I shall give them that sort of knowledge. How and which way and which method they can get me. What sort of buddhi? This intellect is the outcome of the material potency of Supreme Lord, opera potency. That intellect will not help us. This is not philosophy. Philosophy and darshan shastra are not synonymous. You go through Oxford Dictionary, what is written there? Philosophy. Use of reasoning and argument for search of truth. But in our scripture, Rishi Munis, they say, theistic group, that intellect is the outcome of the material potency of the Supreme Lord. By argument and intellect, you cannot get the truth. If reality is always existing, it cannot be manufactured by the finite intellect and finite mental capacity of a finite human being. Human being is finite. His intellect is finite. His mental capacity is finite. Anything produced by the mind and material intellect, intellectually concocted thing. If reality is always existing, it cannot be manufactured in the factory of mind or intellect. You have to find out way how to see that to darshan shastra. Darshan shastra. It will be revealed, the completely surrendered soul. Nayamatma Prabhajanalabhana Medhyana Bhuna Sutino. By delivering speeches we cannot get. Nayamata Prabhajanalabhana. No Medhya. By intellect. No Bhuna Sutino. By getting knowledge of all scriptures. No. But one who has taken shelter to him. By His grace he can get. Sarvavidha Saranagati. This is the first step. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, how to go there? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared to give, to bestow the highest frame, Unnata Ujjala Ras. But you have to surrender to him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with his personal associates and dham, etc. Chaitanya, jive daya kuri, saparsa shiva dham, sahabhatri, attanta durlava prem kuri varadhan, shikhaye sharanagati bhagatirapra. Sixfold sharanagati. দন্য আত্মনিবেদন গোপ্তৃত্বে বরণ অবশ্য রক্ষিবে কৃষ্ণ বিশ্বাস পালন ভক্তি অনুকূল মাত্র কার্যের শিকার ভক্তি প্রতিকূল ভাব বর্জন অঙ্গীকার সরঙ্গ শরণাগত হইয়াছে আর তাহার প্রার্থনা শুনে শ্রী নন্দকুমার দেয়ার শুনবি নো ম্যাটেরিয়াল ইগো ইফ দ্যার ইজ ম্যাটেরিয়াল ইগো দ্যার উইল বি ভ্যানিটি ইফ এনি ম্যাটেরিয়াল ইগো ফলস ইগো ইজ দেয়ার ইউ ক্যানট সাবমিট টু সুপ্রিম ইউ উইল হ্যাভ ভ্যানিটি ইউ হ্যাভ টু গিভ আপ ম্যাটেরিয়াল ইগো দেন ইউ শুড বি হাম্বল And you are not of this world. This world is unholy. The whole universe, Aparinchada Mangalam, unholy. If you become of universe, you become unholy. I am not of this world, of this universe. Who am I? I am of Krishna. Even Gyanis, they give up Trigun, Satra Tamugun. By giving up Trigun, you cannot perform bhakti, you cannot get Saranagati. I am not of this world, I am of Krishna. My body belongs to Krishna. It is the outcome of the opera potency of Supreme Lord. My subtle body comes from Krishna. It is the product of Krishna. If Krishna is the owner of the opera potency, para potency, somebody else will be the owner of my body, physical body. Physical body is coming out of the opera potency. And this astral body also opera potency and the atma from para potency. If he is the owner of all potencies, my body belongs to Krishna. My subtle body belongs to Krishna. My real self, I am of Krishna. Tadiya. And he is the only protector and maintainer. And whatever congenial for his service, you have to accept. And what is not congenial, you have to give up. It has been stated that this is Saranagati. If I want to surrender to you, I am to act according to his will, to your will. If I act according to my whim and make a outside Saranagati pranam, that is not Saranagati. If I surrender to you, I am to act according to his will. If he do anything against your will, that is not your service, that is not Saranagati. So you have to accept those things which will satisfy Krishna and give up those things, the positive assertion, negative assertion. Give up prohibitions and all commandments you have to accept. But by that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not satisfied. You can get them by heart. Dhanna atmani vidan guptita paro, like a parrot. And how we can get it? Rupa sanatana padi dante prinaroliya. Bhagavati prinata pare dhupada tori. Kadiya kadiya bali amita adham shikaye saranagati karaya. You have to go to a actually surrendered soul. A sincere soul, sincere bona fide devotee. Actually surrendered. That submission is the eternal nature of the real self. That real nature is awakened in somebody, realized soul. He can awaken other souls. You have to go to an awakened soul who is completely surrendered. Rupa sanatana vedanta junagari. You have to go to a surrendered soul, bona fide devotee, bona fide guru. Then he will teach you. Shikaya Saranagati Karaya Uttam. You please teach me what is Saranagati. And I can get after that Saranagati. Saranagati, whatever Guru will say, we have to do this. We have heard from our Gurudev and also from Puri Goswami Maharaj. One incident, one topic. Topic means there is a fact. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who has shown the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Do pranam mantra in pranam mantra. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. There are two disciples of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, they are serving. And they think Gurudev is engaging us in the work of doing, of growing some vegetables in the garden, and for doing other works of this, for looking after cows, etc. What is this? We have got no time to go through Bhagavad. We have no time to do Harinam. Then they approach their Gurudev. Gurudev, we have got, please give us a parable time to have some teaching for Srimad Bhagavat. We have got no knowledge. We are always engaged in this service. Yes, you will get it. Go to the garden and grow the. Whenever they will send them. They are disappointed. Ultimately, they complain to Jagannath, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. After this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Desh, Jar Babaji Maharaj has got respect for Bhaktivinoda. If Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, then our Gurudev will give us prayer. Going to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Kindly please, we have come for, we have renounced the house, and we have come for bhajan, and our Gurudev is not giving us time for bhajan. We cannot do Harinam, we cannot go through Bhagavad. What is this? We have already done this in our house. And whenever we go, we go to the garden. What is this? Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you are so lucky, I am not so lucky. He is the personal associate of Supreme Lord. He is directly at us. Whatever He is ordering, if you do it, then His grace will come. Your self will be awakened. Then you will be able to do Harinam. Seven mukhe jibhavda svayamvash prattada. You are now passing through cycles of births and deaths. Your sense organs are not seven mukh, are not inclined to serve. They have got the liking of enjoyment of this world. That should be now inclined towards Krishna and towards Shuddha Bhakta, towards Gurudev. So grace has to be for you. He is directly ordering you. This direct service. Whatever you do, it will be by your Harinam, it will not be so much beneficial for you. Do whatever he said, and do Harinam. While doing, growing vegetables, you do Harinam. Do Harinam. There is no need of this mala. Do Harinam, do this. And get everything. Go. You are lucky. But you don't understand this. Why they are ordering? But that. Even our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, nobody could understand. He ordered one person, and his name also was Ramdas. Not you, something else. Ramdas Prabhu. Order, you should look after the cows. Cows are very dear to Krishna. Serve them. Order. You should grow vegetables in the garden. Order. He was doing sincerely. All the other persons of the mod, they say, this person is the servant of this institution. They do not know. They a very sincere soul, serving Guru Vaishnava. They could not understand. One double MA came and took sannyas from Bhakti Saraswati. He heard all the speeches of the sannyasis. There's delivering speeches. So many persons are there. They're giving respect to him. That sannyasi said, I have got no knowledge of Bhagavad Dharma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching. If I can get that knowledge, if I can speak, then I can also get such respect also. So he went to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. You see, I have accepted your religion, but I have got no knowledge of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, devotional philosophy. Please, I cannot say you are always busy. You have got so many devotees here, so many disciples, very good disciples, they are very learned. But if you do not order, they will not give any time for me. If you give order, then they will give time. What do you want? I want to get the knowledge of Bhagavad Dharma. Sincerely you want? Yes. Then you go to Ramdas. That Ramdas is working in the garden. Go there. You will get. He was astonished. So many sannyasis, that big, big sannyasis. He is an illiterate person, what he will teach us. But when Gurudev has ordered, what can be done? He went there and bowed down. Why you are bowed down? I am a very negligible person here. I am a servant of this. No. I had been to Gurudev. Because I have got no knowledge of Bhagavad Dharma. And I prayed to Gurudev, please order somebody to teach me. He has ordered to come to you. Kindly please teach me. Have you seen me? I am holding discourses. I have got no knowledge. I do not know. I am an illiterate person. I cannot explain anything. I am doing here in this garden. And I am serving this. And also I am looking after the cows. You have seen? You have mistaken. Then he returned. After some days again he went to Prabhupada. Kindly please order somebody to this. Have you not gone to Ramdas? Yes, I have gone. He says he does not know. He knows everything. Go there. Then he was disturbed. What is this? Then again he went there. No, Gurudev was very much disturbed and he is also very much worried and angry. He has come, ordered me to come to please advise me. Gurudev orders me. Alright, this garden, you see, is not the garden of our house. This is garden of Guru Govinda Gandharva Gagari. This garden of Gurudev. Whatever is grown there, it will be offered to Guru Govinda Gandharvika, Gurudev, for their service. If you do not engage your sense organs, wherever you will engage your sense organs, you will be attached to that. I cannot say the verse. I have got no knowledge of Sanskrit verse. But your body belongs to Supreme Lord. Your astral body belongs to Supreme Lord. You have to serve. He is Hishikesh. You have to serve with all our sense organs, everything. Cows are very dear to Krishna. If you serve cow, then Krishna will be satisfied. And the milk will be offered to Guru Gandharva and Gurudev. And do Harinam. He is always doing Harinam. While doing in the garden, always doing Harinam. And very sincere. By sitting in his cottage, Bhaktisiddhanta Bhakti Saraswati Goswami knows this person is sincere. This person is actual Bhagavat. But outside person, they think he is a fool. He is a servant. Silently coming, going. Another person I have seen in Hyderabad. I was astonished to see him. I have never seen him any kind of harsh words he is using. Whatever Vaishnava wording he is doing. Initiated person doing without any objection. And he has got no desire to remain here and there. Sometimes he remains in the road of the circumambulation road of the temple. Don't disturb anybody. But whenever I go there, he's meek and very calm and silent. That's astonishing to see this. But we think those who are delivering speeches, they are giving respect, they will go to the lotus feet. Who will go to the lotus feet? Supreme Lord knows. And Supreme Lord knows this person is sincere. Silently comes, silently goes. Nobody knows. What is the time?
Time to move that chariot is completely.
And the buddhi Buddhi is Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna is the charioteer. How we can come in contact with Krishna? What Krishna said in Gita? Nobody can get me by any other means. Bhaktaham ekvayadrajya. Bhakti bunati manishta shapagan visambhavad. Bhaktaham ekvayadrajya. Only by bhakti others can get me. Bhaktaham abhijanati. Javan jashrasmidat. Tatavan tattodagata visudhidat. In Gita also. Only by bhakti you can get me. Teshaṁ sarajayuktaṁ bhajataṁ prati vibhakam. That bhakti will come in contact with Krishna. Krishna is saying whether you are sincere or not. Nahi kallana kishkaschit dhukodin tahate gocchati. If anybody is sincere, he will not be deceived. Never be deceived. It is his guarantee. If you are eternally connected with the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, if you remain for him, then he will give you buddhi. When you will want to do something by your own material intellect, you will commit mistake. Our Guru Maharaj used to say, when I wrote letters to him, that in this circumstance, what shall I do? You take shelter to Supreme Lord, to Gurudev. A light will come from them, and everything will be solved. If you want to decide by your intellect, you will jump from the pan to the fire. By your intellect has got limitation. You take shelter to Gurudev, take shelter to Vaishnava, and light will come from, and by that light you will see everything is solved. That buddhi, sarathi. Sarathi is who is sarathi? Krishna is sarathi. Then you can cross this ocean of births and deaths. You can get the ultimate. Purpose is the same, in a different way, allegorically said. Atmanam rathinam vidhi, shariram ratham vivatu, buddhim tu sarathim vidhi, manaprakaram vivatu. Manchalo. Gaura premanam.